Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
To be here with another program this week, coming to you live from beautiful Northern California. I'm Raz Ingrassi, President Emeritus of the Hoffman Institute Foundation and a Hoffman Institute teacher, father, husband. If you've never heard of the Hoffman Institute, we are this year celebrating 45 years as one of the leading personal development programs in the world. We've been helping people across the globe. We have 16 sites in 11 countries. About 85,000 people have participated with us. The Hoffman Process is an amazing 8-day retreat of personal development and discovery. My co-host is Hoffman teacher and therapist, Ed McClune. Ed, are you
nice
there?
Nice to be here with you, Raz. We're going to have a good show today, I think. I'm really looking forward to getting in with Sonia a little bit. Our purpose here at the Hoffman Connection is to bring education and inspiration tools to help you connect to a life that you love. We put on the Hoffman Quaternity Process about every 2 weeks, 30 times a year here in the United States. And if you'd like to learn more about the Hoffman Institute, our foundation, or any of our courses, you can join our free weekly introduction call right after this show for those of you listening live. Otherwise, Tuesday afternoons at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And you can go to our website, hoffmaninstitute.org, for more details on all of that. Back to you, Raz.
Well, thanks, Ed. Today we're really excited to be joined by Sonia Choquette. Sonia is a world-renowned author, speaker, and vibrational healer. Six sensory spiritual teacher, and she travels worldwide as a speaker and workshop leader. But she's just renowned for her guidance, her wisdom, and her capacity to touch your soul and to heal souls. She's got this ability to sort of instantly change vibrations, lift depression, connect others to their own intuition and their soul deeply, and to help others really grasp and understand the soul, the plan of their own soul, the purpose for being here, and what a successful and meaningful life really is. So, Sonia, we're thrilled to have you here. And I forgot to mention, Sonia's on the Advisory Council of the Hoffman Institute as well. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you, Raz. I am so glad to be with both you and Ed, my favorite teachers of my favorite transformational process for human beings to really liberate and support them to live at their highest potential in the now. So I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, today, the title of our program today is Connecting with Your Guides, with your, you know, you could call them your spiritual guides, your intuitive guides. And I think you've got a course called Ask Your Guides, which all our listeners will get a special discount to. Ed will talk more about that. But let's talk about what it means to ask your guides. And, you know, Sonia, how did you first know that you could, that you had guides, that you connect with your guides?
Well, I grew up in a family where guidance was part of the natural landscape, and it was both through the experiences that I had with my mother, who was extraordinarily intuitive and felt very guided in her own very difficult early life because she was caught up in World War II and as a child and ended up in a work camp and separated from her family and always attributed her ability to survive and come out of that with her spirit relatively intact was that she said she had guidance, inner guidance, and she listened to it. And so I was raised with that, almost a family mandate, you know, don't listen to the outside world, go to your heart, listen to your guides, listen to your inner guidance. But I also was a student in a Catholic school, and there was guides all around there. We prayed to the saints and angels, and we had our guardian angels, and we had our personal saints, and we had the saints of every day. So I had a very rich landscape that allowed me to feel greatly supported by divine forces throughout my entire life, and it was natural and frankly inconceivable to me to be able to manage or function at any competent level without that inner guidance as part of my navigation system.
That's fantastic. And then I guess it's with your mother's support and teaching that you learned how to know that the voice speaking to you, or the voices, the guide speaking to you, were not just what you wanted to hear, wasn't your own mind and your own ego, but was actually something deeper.
Well, and you know, I had the benefit as a young person, starting around 12, I had always taken just a profound interest in intuition and in the subtle realms and in spiritual interests and our spiritual support system. So it started with my mom, but I was also introduced to two master teachers. One at the age of 12, he was a master theosophist and intuitive guide from England. His name was Charlie Goodman, and I attended classes with him for years where he started to teach me about meditation and about going inward and actually becoming sensitive to the different feelings and frequencies that are connected or associated with different voices. So the voice of my own ego had a particular vibration, and the voice of my spirit had a different vibration that was, you know, my ego was a vibration that was sort of contracted and heavy and defended, and the voice of my spirit was open, and it connected me, and I felt uplifted and inspired and optimistic and joyful. And then the voice of other people felt like kind of dissonant and a little bit like broken glass. I mean, one of my trainings was try to put a verbal description to these energetic frequencies, and the voice of my own dark side or my own negative thinking would be, you know, really heavy. And then it's like learning to play piano and recognizing different notes. I could tell that the feeling of guardian angels had just this beautiful crystal, pure frequency that just felt quite honestly heavenly. And then there were voices of my ancestors coming through, their different guides, that felt pretty grounded and kind of practical and wanting to just help me in the trenches, so to speak. And so it became a real passion of mine. And just like a musician would have a passion of learning different notes on an instrument, I learned different notes or different frequencies in the subtle realms, and what were good guidance and what was riffraff and what was mental chatter and what was other people's voices. And I learned that we can all learn that.
So tell us a little bit about the difference between, you've touched on it obviously here, but you know, everyone wants to have that inner guidance. I don't think you would tell us that that is a substitute for, you know, living a good, ethical, loving life. In other words, that you're not better than anyone else just because you've got that.
No.
But yet we all want that. And so.
And we all really do. One of our most natural urges when we're looking for guidance, and I've watched this worldwide,
yep,
when I ask people, you know, what does your inner voice say? Inevitably, in every culture that I've been to, India and Mexico and Canada and across Europe and Thailand and Egypt, people inevitably put their hand on their heart.
Yep.
It is a natural instinct. It is a universal wisdom that we go to this place because this is where each of us has a direct contact with our spirit, which is our highest guidance, our divine self.
So that is coming through the heart. And as our heart is healed, I would assume that the messages, the communication becomes
more accessible,
available, more dependable.
And more accessible. You know, we our hearts get defended because we become wounded, and we very early in our lives, in most cultures, not every culture, but most cultures, we are introduced to the concept of that our ability to be loved and as a child, our ability therefore to be, to survive is to win approval of our parents and our authority figures and it's really hard to read and everybody's approval is inconsistent and very peculiar and particular and demanding and depending on who they are, healthy or unhealthy or extraordinarily unhealthy. So we protect ourselves by defending our heart because that's where all of that, it causes us so much stress and anxiety and wounding. But unfortunately, by defending our heart or having our hearts broken or fragmented or we abdicate into our intellects and just try to figure it all out, we lose touch with that most sacred inner guidance that is our inner light and kind of keeps us faithful to who we are. So we need to be very aware that we have that inner light in our heart, and that guidance doesn't necessarily come in language. It comes in a feeling of energy that we have to then interpret.
Right. Sonia, we're going to take a break. We've got a caller or two to also who want to talk to you. In just a minute, we'll get to them. We also want to let everybody know that there's a discount available to all our listeners on the show this afternoon to Sonia's latest online course, Ask Your Guide. And you can go to Sonia's website, soniachoquette.com, to get information about that. We'll be right back with some callers and more with Sonia Choquette in just a minute here on The Hoffman Connection.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Hoffman Connection. Mike in Seattle has used the call-in line that we just heard given out and has a question for Sonia Choquette. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hi, Roz. Hi, Sonia. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Mike.
About a year ago, I was in my job, and my heart just told me just to move on. So I left in August of this year, and I was just kind of wondering if you see me finding another position that would be a better fit for me.
Yeah, you know, guidance, you don't just have to sit and sort of catch as catch can with guidance. You know, you've got your first degree of awareness with, you know, move on. And like you said, it came in your heart and you just felt this real strong urge. And so if you want to work with me a little bit, I will help you connect to your guidance and get the transition further down the road for you. Are you up for that?
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. So the first thing I want you to do is I'd like you to just take a breath and look around and see where you are in present time. And take a second breath and put your hand on your heart. And just say, it's my intention now to get real direct guidance from my highest self, which is my most powerful guide. And is that true?
Yeah.
Are you available to that? Because your voice sounds very ambivalent. And you won't get guidance past your ego gates, which I'm hearing in your voice.
So I've got to get rid of the ego, right?
Well, you don't get rid of it. It just, you have to relax it. I always say your ego is like your pet. You know, you don't shoot the dog. You just, it's your animal nature, but you have the dog sit and be quiet while you listen to your divine self. So is it your interest and are you available to the kind of guidance that you need to move on?
I want to, but I'm just kind of like, you know, unsure.
Well, I'll tell you, that's really an interesting question or a response, and what that reflects is that you don't want to be told what to do by some alien force, probably.
Right.
And yet you want to recognize that the guidance I want to tap you into is your own nature. It's your own divine higher self. And you're not under any obligation to follow it. Just entertain it.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It's helpful. You know, I'm just kind of in that area of, you know, what do I do? Where do I go? Do I move? Do I,
So here's what we're going to do. This is a real fun thing. If you'll just go along with me, take a breath.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank maybe four times in a row for us. If I weren't afraid, I would. With your hand on your heart and just answer out loud very quickly. If I weren't afraid, I would.
Search for more jobs. I don't know.
No, so you have to start with the, if I weren't afraid, I would. So try that, Mike. Just say that part.
If I weren't afraid, I would.
What comes up?
Just nothing. I'm just.
Good. That's fine. Do it again. If I weren't afraid, I would.
I just draw a blank each
That's
time.
That's okay, but say the words.
If I weren't afraid, I would.
Blank?
Yeah. What's
Try
that?
One more time.
If I weren't afraid, I would apply myself more.
Okay, and one more time.
If I weren't afraid, I would be more open.
Right, so that's okay. And that's what your guidance is giving you for now. And the one that which one felt the most loving?
Being more open.
Right. That's your guidance. Did you feel how the others were more like you're a different frequency?
It was stuck, like it wouldn't move.
Yeah. That's how it's like. That's how you can tell it's your mind. That's how you can tell. But when you finally said be more open, was there a difference in your energy?
Yeah, it felt like a release. Like like you can breathe again.
Yeah.
For the first two times, it felt like I'm going to be judged. I better not make a mistake.
Right, and those are the voices of them. All those people that you've been trying to answer to your whole life who don't really exist.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Just play with me a little bit in that you see the different this different frequencies. So that third one is the one that you want to listen to a little bit more. And that's the trail of guidance. So just be more open, and I would say to your spirit, be more open to your interests. Be more open to what you love. You don't necessarily have to have an answer right now, nor do you want one, because what you want is to have a little more space. It's like the whole world's been on your back and up your, you know, butt's throat for your whole life.
Right.
And you will be moving on, but I really want you to consider using this tool for about 30 days out loud for about 3 minutes every day.
Okay.
And just be interested. You don't have to do anything. Just
right.
Be interested and see what comes forward.
And it sounds like Sonia, too, is sort of monitor the qualities of the answers to that.
Complete the frequency.
The frequency. And different frequencies will have a different resonance.
Yeah, so the one that's heavy and stuck, that's not guidance.
Right.
That's not your spirit. That's your ego. That's other people's ego. That's them. I laughingly call it the voice of them. They don't have a face. It's just them. It's just the blob. But when you finally said be more open, everything in your energy field changed.
Yeah, that did.
And you can follow that, Mike. It will continue to give you guidance. It will continue. And you know what, Mike? I'm going to actually give you the present of my online course, Ask Your Guides. Okay?
Okay.
So you can email my assistant and say I was on the Hoffman program and Sonia gave me this present.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that.
You are very welcome. You will find that you will be very clear as long as you don't have to answer to them. The guidance will keep coming and you're very safe. More power to you.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Sonia, if there is that, I don't know, almost hesitancy to trust what we know on some level, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, and it's partly conditioning. We have been conditioned from very early on that what we know may not get us the love we want. And therefore, we better forget what we know and start trying to figure out what other people want us to know or do or be. And actually, that is one of the reasons why we become so tremendously anxious about listening to our guidance, because one of our anxieties is it might cost us love, it might cost us support, it might cost us approval. But it's that child in us that's fearing that. Our adult self can be our source of support and love and approval. But we do need to recognize that there is, if we really want to tune into our guidance at the deepest level, we want to do some healing work around that anxiety. And we want to help ourselves live more in present time where, you know, hey, I don't have to please other people to be safe. I only have to really be myself and be who I am, and that's what makes me peaceful and grounded and at ease.
And when you're peaceful, grounded, and at ease, you are also safe.
And naturally guided.
Yeah, it kind of goes together.
It's kind of a full circle.
I was very appreciative of your demonstration with Mike, because you showed many of the things that you've been talking about. It's one thing to hear about the principles, another thing to actually see them demonstrated, and it was wonderful.
Could you kind of hear the difference in his energy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Heard it.
See, one of the things I want to bring out about that is speak it out loud. Put your hand on your heart and really surf through your fears and let your heart speak. And you can tell if it's your heart and your higher self and your spirit and your guidance and all the good flow versus the ego. You can hear it. You can feel it. It's a very palpable energy. So you're not left to second guess.
Well, Sonia, one of the things I want to ask you about, I think there's a certain fear in our culture about following, God told me to do this, and a lot of mischief and actually terrible things are done in the name of God told me.
Yeah.
And, is spiritual guidance ever?
I definitely have some very clear indications or signatures of really truly spiritual guidance versus what I call a dark ego that's trying to fake you out. Mm-hmm. And the way you can tell you're getting guidance that's from a really high and really loving force is that real guidance opens your heart and you self-select in. You begin to see yourself as part of the flow of life and connected to life and others. Whereas any ego guidance self-selects out. It's me against you, me against them, me above them, me below them, me having to fight them, me having to submit to them. But there's always that polarization. And so that is a very clear way to kind of keep yourself in check, to not be confused.
So it's bringing you together.
It connects you and opens your heart. Even if the guidance is, this is not a good person to be involved with, the guidance will say, have compassion for this person.
Right.
But this is not for you. Versus, oh my God, that's a bad person and you need to, polarize and be afraid and run away. And real guidance will never come across that way.
Got it.
And that's pretty consistent. And that's why you need to say it out loud.
Right.
Because your head, you get it all mushed in together. It comes across like, jambalaya stew. You just can't tell what's what. And that's why. Say it out loud. And you know why our caller Mike couldn't come up with anything is because the ego didn't want to speak. It knew it would be outed.
Once he started speaking, he heard it.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to go to break in just a second here. Want to let all the listeners know that they can receive Sonia's online course, Ask Your Guides, at a discount by going to her website. And you can find that at soniachoquette.com. We're here on the Hoffman Connection. If you'd like to join the conversation, jump in. The phone number is 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. We'll be back with more in just a minute here on the Hoffman Connection.
News, opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
Hello, everybody. This is Raz and Ed, and we're talking today with Sonia Choquette, world-renowned author, speaker, vibrational healer, intuitive, and a six-sensory spiritual teacher. Sonia is so adept at being able to help people understand their soul's plan, tune into their own deep intuition, the guidance of their own soul, and to follow that which is alive in each and every person that wants to lead each of us to a successful, meaningful, peaceful, contributory life. So, Sonia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just loving our conversation.
Well, it was very instructive to have you work with Mike. What would you like to talk about? What would you like to do?
Well, I think it's always wonderful to share as many tools as I can. So if you want to be my next guinea pig, Raz will go with you, and maybe I'll have you be the next person to help demonstrate another way to get in touch with your guides.
Okay, I can feel the chills coming over my body right now.
It's like, oh my God, I could fail, but you won't. So one of the things that I like to teach is that, as I shared with Mike, there's different channels or different frequencies. So there's the frequency of our ego, and your ego name is Raz. And then there's the frequency of your spirit. Mike's ego name is Sonia. That's the personality that I'm operating through. But my spirit's name is Bright Light. And it's a very different frequency, and I like to create a relationship. So one of my tools is when you name it, you claim it. So let's, if you don't name it, then you're not sure. When you put a name on something, you say it's real. It exists. So let's say, Raz, what is the name of your guide, your higher self, your guide?
What I'm getting is feathers everywhere.
Okay. So perfect.
She's
That's
not a chicken.
Perfect. And you can call your guide Feathers Everywhere, or you can shorten it to Feathers.
It's a Native American, Native American Indian guide.
Yay. And you know what's interesting is once you name the guide, it's like dialing in to the frequency, then the frequency fleshes out. So then you get this beautiful Native American, and you can, I just want to play with you because all guidance, it's like Einstein said, all genius comes through the imagination. Mm-hmm. And all guidance comes through the imagination. So your Native American guide, is there anything else that you would like to share through your imagination, because it's your guide, that you'd like to share about your guide? Is it an old guide, a wise guide, a warrior guide, tracker guide?
He's a kind of a chief guide, chieftain. He's mm-hmm. a man of peace, and wisdom, mm-hmm. strength, mm-hmm. Lots of experience, really cares about his people, and knows the ways of, the ways of nature.
Interesting.
So he's very much of the earth,
And isn't it lovely how you can see this is a different frequency with different talents, different energies, different abilities, different connections to the ones that, say, you, Raz, normally focus on?
Yeah, I would say he's about 50 years old, but he seems to be in terrific physical condition as well.
Yay. So just that's one thing. You know, when you name it, you claim it. So what are you going to call your guide? Feathers?
Or does something
else come through?
No, I think I need both words, feathers everywhere.
Okay, perfect.
There's a strength and a softness in it.
Beautiful. Now, this is where I'll ask you to be vulnerable. And where in your life would you have, now here's the key, authentic question. Or in other words, like I asked Mike, where are you willing to be guided? Do you have something you'd be willing to share with our listeners that would be a real genuine question that would you'd be open to some guidance?
Yeah,
I just want to interrupt. When it comes to guides, they don't particularly qualify your questions from, oh, that's not profound enough. All that really matters to a guide is it genuine? So it can be anywhere from, you know, should I buy the house to what's, you know, should I take this trip to how should I deal with this conflict? So it's just a piece of information before you share your question, but I interrupted, so I apologize.
The thing that jumped up for me to ask is to tell me more about my path of wholeness and healing, integration.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on that path, and any advice or guidance for going more deeply onto that path for myself.
Okay, so now here's what we need to do. With that question, I want you to just answer, fill in the blank. Raz says.
Oh, Raz says, in answer to that question?
Mm-hmm. Raz, let Raz, you're... The part of you that's Raz speak.
Okay. What do you really want to do, Raz?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's, and what else is it? Raz was answering that question to Raz. What else comes?
Okay. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Study and meditate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just feel that.
Okay.
Feel the frequency. Now, just, I want you to just thump your heart chakra and kind of go, ha, like you're clearing your throat.
Ha.
Good. And the ha is, it opens up the throat. And I want you, and the throat is the chimney of the heart where guidance comes from. So you're kind of clearing out the fur balls.
Ha.
Ha. You know, kind of give it a real, and then I want you to open up your jaw and to hear a click in your ear. And can you feel that breath in that just naturally comes in? Do you feel the chest opening with that?
Yeah.
It's really significant. It opens up the throat chakra. It opens up that junction. And then Feathers Everywhere says,
See the light in everyone's eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's a very different answer.
See the light in everyone's eyes. The pure being in everyone.
And do you feel the difference?
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
How about you, Ed? Could you feel the difference in frequency?
I did.
It's very subtle. But you can feel the intellect. It's focused, and it's often, you know, kind of compact and dense. Not to say our intellects can't inform us, but different than guidance. And when you said see the light in everyone's eyes, how would you describe the difference, Raz?
The difference is the first answer that Raz gave was about doing things.
Right.
And this one was about being present to people, and that whatever was, that the next thing would be revealed by being connected and seeing the light in other people. I didn't have to know the answer.
Yay!
I just have to be present.
And not know, have to not know, is freeing yourself from your intellect.
Right.
And you know, here's the other thing that's interesting about guidance. When you said that, my heart lifted. How about yours, Ed? Did you have any response?
You know, I was following along with my mic on mute, doing my own work with it, with my guide. So I was taking advantage of the chance to...
Well, that's good. Then maybe we can do it with you, too. And just there's a very, but when you, even with your own mic, and you had the two different experiences, was there a difference in your, in the frequency? See, I want to keep bringing back to people, notice the vibration. Notice the frequency. Notice what happens in your body. Notice what happens in your heart space. Notice what happens in your mind. When you get guidance, your mind gets quiet.
Yeah, and it seems that most, many of us are pretty sensitive if we're really paying attention to when we're, you know, BSing ourselves versus living.
Versus being informed. And here's the other way that you can tell it's guidance. It comes through in a way, it surprises you. It's like, wow. I actually did not think of that.
Right.
That's another real key signature that, wow, that did not come from my ego planning it all out.
Right.
And it's always a surprise.
Okay, Sonia, so you said you had another tool and it was going to be my turn. I think we've got the last segment coming up.
Okay.
Maybe with we can go to break
And it'll be your
demonstrate
turn.
The second or the third tool. And we want to just let people know as you go to break that listeners can learn more about Sonia's latest class called Ask Your Guides, her online class, and get a discount on that by going to soniachoquette.com. And if you'd like to learn more about the Hoffman Institute or the Hoffman Process, every afternoon on, actually Tuesday afternoon at 5 Pacific time, there's a free confidential introduction call, and you can find out about that on our website, hoffmaninstitute.org. All right, we'll be back, and it'll be my turn to try not to embarrass myself in just a few minutes on the Hoffman Connection.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yay!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at hoffmaninstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit hoffmaninstitute.org.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at hoffmaninstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit hoffmaninstitute.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection.
To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
All right, and we are back with Sonia Choquette, who's been teaching people to trust their own inner selves, their own inner wisdom, for many, many years and in many books. And Sonia, sounds like it's my turn.
Yay, Ed, I'm so happy. Well, now, one of the things I'd like people to know is that we live in a very benevolent universe, and we have lots of guides, and they have specialties. And, you know, Jung, one of his guide was Philemon. He talked about his guide Philemon all the time and would go and have conversations with Philemon about his work. And various different people, I know that the guy who, Edison, had guides, and he would talk to them about different, his electricians and his technical guides, and helped him create his light bulb and all his inventions. So with you, Ed, what I'd like to do is ask, is there a particular area in your life specific that you'd care to share with people that maybe you're more challenged than others at this point in time? Knowing that we're all challenged in so many areas, but is there an area that for you just stumps you, or just is where you lack confidence or clarity that you'd care to share, that you would be, that a specific area?
Yeah, I would say planning a new phase in life.
Okay. So basically, you need a planner.
Yeah.
You need a planner guide. And so what you're going to do is you're going to specifically invoke one through your imagination.
Okay.
And that's how the imagination is the venue to start creating those connections. So, leaving your ego aside, which we clearly know, Ed is not a planner. Okay? Ed is not a planner, not feeling inspired. What other energies would you say about Ed? Your ego Ed, as far as planning your life out. What are your limitations?
Initiative?
Mm-hmm. So you're not motivated, like, even.
Yeah, well, no, the inspiration comes up. Mm-hmm. So lots of inspiration, and then waiting.
Okay. So now let's just go to the breath. Again, I want you, one of the ways to activate guidance and actually get out of your head is to do that thump. So you take your fist and you thump on the heart,
right,
and you go, ha!
Ha!
Good. And then open the jaw until you hear a click in your ear. And breathe in. Can you feel that breath goes really deep?
Yes.
It's a different kind of opening. What you're doing is you're opening the throat chakra, which is the chimney of the heart, and the heart is the portal to guidance. And now, we're going to invoke your guide, but you actually can order a particular guide. You can actually request. So let's request, as we go to the realm of guidance, your planner, and what are some of the qualities that you would like to request?
Clear, brutally honest, almost snippy fun.
Okay. Now, as you breathe, give me a few more qualities.
Female.
Well,
sort of rigid, tightly mm-hmm. controlled.
Okay.
Detailed.
Okay.
Simple detail.
Yeah. Any other particular strengths?
Can keep things simple, but very direct, articulate.
Now, Ed, are you feeling as you speak about these things as though you might be making any kind of connection?
Yeah, actually.
You feel it? So now that you're making this connection, let's have your guide give you a few more of her qualities that perhaps you hadn't thought about. So as she comes in, she's going to say, and in addition to those things, I also possess, I also bring to you, and what comes up?
Creativity. And also a way of easing my creativity forward.
Okay. And so given that you're getting a feel for her, what's her name? Make it up.
Yeah. I was just trying to listen for her to tell me what it was. So
feel it.
I don't know.
Thump your chest again. Ha!
Lisa.
Okay. So, you've made a contact. Uh-huh. And Lisa is just a frequency, a name, so you recognize her frequency. Okay? And this frequency opens up to all this wisdom. So it's just like a radio station called Lisa that is really beautiful guidance. So Lisa, you say, okay, Lisa, I really need some guidance here. And before that, left to my own devices, this is my plan. And just share with us a little bit about your Ed plan.
Buying a piano and hiring a piano teacher.
Okay. Left in my own devices is my plan. Now, Lisa, I'm open.
Lisa,
Dr.
I'm open.
Lisa, I'm open. We're going to have a conversation here.
Yeah.
And that's part of the goal with your guides. Talk to them. Right. Hey, Lisa, I'm open. This is my plan. It's kind of sitting there. What would you suggest? And then you just say, and you know, Lisa, what I'm hearing you suggest is, and start.
Lisa, what I hear you suggesting is not to go in that direction right now.
And what else?
And to focus more on actually working with my clients and having a stronger professional presence.
And what else?
That had such a strong vibe to it that it was hard to get off of it to go to what else.
So do a thump. Ha. Huh? Got it.
Got it.
And what else?
Can I keep breathing?
And Lisa, what might I be ignoring that isn't in my best interest?
Lisa, what might I be ignoring that isn't in my best interest?
Lisa, what I hear you saying is?
And Lisa, what I hear you saying is all the various connections of people I have in my life who support my vision, support my dream.
And what else?
And what else?
Mm-hmm. What else is Lisa responding? Lisa, I hear you saying?
Lisa, I hear you saying, general, stay true to myself. And I hear Lisa saying, it might be more about singing, actually, than playing piano.
See, now here's where the came in. Did you feel that?
No, I didn't.
Did you feel this whole shift of vibration?
Yeah,
I did. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a surprise. So you keep going for the what else and what else, and I hear you saying and what else, and then you say, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Now, we're gonna have to wrap this show up.
Let's wrap it up in a grand way.
Yep.
I love it. I want to ask you, Sonia, just before we leave the show, what are two or three things people can take away from this show to get in touch with their guides right now?
Be open to guidance.
Okay.
It's a change of attitude. Name your guide. Name your higher self. Give names to the guides. Be genuine in what you're asking and speak out loud. Answer out loud. Feel the vibration.
Wow. Fantastic. So I love that.
Ground that out really quickly. And then you know what? Just I want to say, if you're really blocked, I really encourage anybody who's really blocked, really do look into the Hoffman process, because it is a super psychic highway to healing.
Great. Thank you, Sonia. And people can find out more about it by going to our website, HoffmanInstitute.org, Sonia's website, SoniaChoquette.com, and Raz, next week we've got intuitive healer John Cordham, author of the Cordham Technique, on the Hoffman Connection. Talk to you in a week, Raz.
Thank you, Ed, and Sonia. Our gratitude to you. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. All my love. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts Raz and Grossi and Ed McClune again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.